If you're like the millions of frustrated Americans looking for an alternative to the other senior benefits group and want to support an organization that takes responsible action, then now is the time to join AMAC.
AMAC, or the Association of Mature American Citizens, is the fastest growing conservative senior organization in America. AMAC believes in the values that have made America great: faith, family, and freedom.
AMAC offers an alternative to just about every benefit that AARP offers, but without the liberal agenda.
AMAC stands up for the Constitution, and they fight with a full-time presence in Washington, D.C., calling on members of Congress and the administration to discuss issues and support or oppose legislative actions on behalf of the membership. Issues like health care reform, Social Security, reducing prescription drug costs, and more.
We stand with AMAC, and we hope you will, too. Stand with us today and join at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks. The benefits of membership are great, but the cause is even greater. Join today at amac.us/chicks. All right, so let's talk about today, because today is going to be a big day once again on Capitol Hill, because Democrats are trying desperately to impeach the president with what? What are we down to? Like 7 days to go.
They've got like 7 hours. And so, I mean, naturally, let's just try to impeach the president then with 7 hours left. I mean, that sounds like that's a way to unify the country. I mean,
yeah,
naturally. Isn't that what you do?
That'll take care of it.
That's.
And they're putting loads of pressure on Mike Pence because they really want the 25th Amendment to be what gets him out. And it requires Mike Pence to do that. So once again, all eyes are on Mike Pence. He's unlikely to participate in that, but I don't know. Maybe he will. Maybe he'll play ball.
I don't think he's going to do it. Do you think he's going to do it?
It depends on how angry he is at Trump for putting him on such a huge spot last week.
I just don't know. I don't think he's an angry guy. Do you think he's an angry guy?
I feel like he's one of those people that might have it all under the surface. You know what I mean? Like, it's just brewing there.
Really? You think?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You feel that way? Yeah.
I mean, especially when his integrity is questioned, because, you know, he's a very principled person. So if Trump goes after that, which in essence he kind of did, right? Like he put all the pressure and all the blame really on Mike Pence. And according to sources, they have not spoken since last week.
Okay. I mean, I see that, but there's a whole lot more at play here than just getting revenge on him.
Yeah.
There's the whole country here that is at play. And this is a man, this, I look at this and I think they are in a position, liberals are in a position to really actually be able to move forward and help, as I hate to say it, cause it sounds so like counselor-y, but to help heal the country, they really are in a position to do that. They could have done that. They could have said, you know what? Let's just move on. Let's move on from all this. They could have done, because they're the ones who were preaching, we're going to unify.
Right.
We're all going to unify. Bullshit. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that at all. They want to destroy. They want to seek and destroy. And it's absolutely obvious now that that's what they want to do, because they're moving forward with this impeachment crap. What good is it going to do? I mean, they'll say it's under the guise of we never want him to be able to run again.
Right.
That's what they'll say.
I don't think he will. I don't think he would anyway. So
he doesn't he doesn't have a bank.
As Deutsche Bank and Signature Bank have both severed ties. And that's when things get just batshit. When banks start getting to political, then we're all screwed.
Right. I mean, it's like, I wonder if he's going to have where's he going to live? It's like they've run this guy like completely out of town. I wonder like where this guy's going to go. Where is he going to go?
Well, he's got a lot of hotels to stay in.
Yeah, but it makes you wonder, like, how... I mean, I'd stay at his hotel. I guess there are a lot of people out there that would stay at his hotel. But it makes you wonder, like, what... How is that... There are people who own, you know, like... I mean, he owns the hotels, but does he own the property? Does he own the overarching... Like, does he own the land? You know, that sort of thing. So are people going to start running him out of, like, Vegas? You know? Are people going to start running him out of cities? Are people, how is that going to work? How does this look over the next couple of years? Because I mean, it's this is insanity what we're seeing.
It's about, totally like, crazy.
About him, about just conservatives in general, about how we know we talk about the purge, but with him specifically in his family, like his kids are not exempt from this either. They want to do investigations into his family. And I'm like, about what? What did they do?
Like, what? Like, didn't his daughter write a children's book?
Right.
Okay, investigate it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what? What did they? And the impeachment stuff, like, I'm just wondering, I saw last night there were a couple lawyers that I was listening to. Listen, I'm not a lawyer, but the lawyers that I heard talking about it, they were like, this is not, you couldn't convict him in a court of law of anything that he said, like speech-wise.
Right, because of speech, because of free speech.
Not only that,
they've completely forgotten about.
He wasn't inciting violence.
But they say that he was. And that's all it takes anymore.
Well, that's nice that they say that, but just because you say it doesn't mean that it's true. Just because you feel that doesn't mean that it's actually true. You know? I mean,
yeah, because if you read the transcript of what he said, in no way did he say, go and break windows
right.
and bust in and steal things and be wild and chaotic.
Right.
He said, fight for election integrity. And, yep. you know, I mean, so when you read the actual transcript, people have just taken his words and like taken him to this place that they want him to have said.
Yeah, but
they want him to have said it, but it's not that he said it.
But that's like the 100,000th time that they've done that.
I know, they do it every time.
We've seen the mainstream media and liberals do that a gajillion times over the past 4 years. I mean,
yeah.
So many times we've talked about how they've taken his words and they've massaged them and then they've amplified them into a place where it's like, wait, he didn't say that. Yeah, he didn't say that.
Remember, so, it's not a Muslim ban.
What?
I mean, can we just stop?
Even like with the stuff with Charlottesville, they took it out of context and they made that into something that where we're like, wait a second, you're not taking the full context of what he said. And they would take just pieces of it. And it's like, wait, you're not like being
and it worked.
Right. It worked. It totally worked because they took pieces of it. It's like if you're going to play it, you're going to play the audio, play the whole audio, you know, like don't be irresponsible. And they are so freaking irresponsible. It's just, and that's
it's like the people that say Trump grabbed all the pussies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They took what he said that like women will let you do, which
right.
I believe him.
I believe,
how many examples are there of women who go after men with power and money?
Right.
Because they want power and money.
Right.
They probably do say, please grab me by all of my parts.
Right.
I don't doubt it. But they completely conflate it and they say that Trump actually assaulted women
right.
by saying that phrase. It's so dumb.
These are the same people who are clutching their pearls over that and then they glorify Cardi B's WAP.
Right.
Right? And you're like, what? And then she actually interviewed Joe Biden. She was the first real interview for Joe Biden.
Oh my God, that's right.
Try to reconcile that shit. Like, I don't even understand. Like, it blows me away. Plus, he never grabbed mine. Did he grab yours?
No, I've never been grabbed.
Never been grabbed by...
By Trump.
No.
let's just clarify.
We're not... Never been grabbed.
One of the lawyers that you just referred to, Alan Dershowitz, is exactly the person who's saying, if Democrats impeach him in the House, it's never going to go to trial. And even if it did, there's really nothing in the Constitution that precludes a president who is impeached after he's out of office to not run again. So, like, everything they're doing is counterproductive.
Yeah.
And divisive.
Yeah.
And it's unhelpful. Like, Joe Biden has all the power right now to take his whole party by the hand and say, you know what would be really good for the party and for the country is if we decided to be the people who put all the past in the past.
Right.
And decide, you know what? BLM and Antifa riots sucked. The Capitol riots sucked. Let's move forward as a country, put the past behind us, and let's talk about what we're going to do
yeah.
instead of how much we hate Orange Man.
Yeah, but you know what? This shows you so much how he has zero control and how
yeah.
he is just freaking Weekend at Bernie's, man. He is a corpse just sitting there going, He has no idea. He goes out and reads teleprompters. He doesn't know what he's saying. Mm-hmm. He's just reading crap that they tell him what to read. I mean, it's abundantly obvious what's happening here. He has no clue. He has no vision for the country. He just reads other people's visions, right? He doesn't care. He just wants a paycheck. He's been taking a paycheck from us for 47 years. He doesn't care. He just wants the power. He likes the cush. He likes the hot tub. And frankly, he's in cognitive decline. And he's in a position where they knew that he would be so malleable at this point that they were like, he'll do because we can take him and we can maneuver and we can shape and we can do what we want with him. And that's what they're doing. And it's gross. It's gross to watch. But I mean, you're right. If he were a leader, he'd get up there and he'd be like, yeah, this is what the right thing to do is to do exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. He's not going to do the right thing because he's going to do whatever the puppeteers behind him, they tell what they tell him to do, which is
precisely
what they're
doing. And I think that they're all actually interested in keeping the violence going, in keeping the hate and division going.
Totally.
I think it suits them.
Right.
I think they want it to continue because then it just allows them to say to take more control and more power over
people.
It
gives them power. It gives them power. It's like race baiters. Race baiters, the reason that they keep all this systemic racism and all this stuff going is because it gives them a freaking job. You know? It's kind of like the guy that you talked to, that you told off the other day about that, the news guard or whatever. It gives these people jobs. It gives them a sense of power, a sense of like being about themselves. Mm. Like, I feel powerful over you and I get paid for this, right? It's like you put them out of business if you said, you know what, we don't need you to do this anymore. You know,
you're going to say what you're going to say, but
right.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, just go ahead and stamp your paper, Sonny, because I don't give a shit. Right.
There was a great tweet from Leonidas Johnson. We talked about it on the show yesterday because it's so fitting, because all the people who are screaming that Trump actually incited violence forget all of the instances. It's like if people were incited to violence over the integrity of our elections, imagine how much more insightful it is to tell the country that white people have it in for black people, that we have all this privilege that we constantly hold over black people. That is insightful, because you're telling people that they should hate people who have a different skin color. You're literally telling them to do that.
Right.
I mean, it's nuts.
It is nuts. It is nuts. And it's just so inflammatory.
Yeah.
And so unnecessary and non-unifying.
Yeah. I mean,
just
enough is enough. All right. So Parler. Parler is fighting back to the extent that they can. The CEO, that John Matzy guy, is saying he can't go home right now because of all the death threats. Like, he's afraid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's like, what else needs to happen to him? You've already stolen his business. Why do you... What has he personally done other than try to have a platform?
A company. He's trying to have a company.
That's it. That's all he's done.
Right. It's like, it's
unbelievable. Incredible. So he's suing, that Parler is suing Amazon for breach of contract, because they're saying that, like, according to their contract, you know, they were supposed to get 30 days of notice. Amazon gave them 30 hours of notice. I do worry that that's not going to be a strong enough case to get in front of the Supreme Court, only because I kind of feel like it's going to be one of those employment agreements almost, where Amazon will say, well, yeah, we would give you 30 days of notice if you weren't, like, in gross breach of our policies or whatever. You know what
I
mean?
Right.
I feel like that'll be their comeback or whatever. So I'm not sure how that'll go. The unfortunate thing that John said is that he has no idea when they'll be up and running. And he expects it'll be a lot longer than what they originally thought.
Oh, my God.
So,
I mean, God.
I'm not seeing a comeback for Parler.
I just, you know, I can't believe, like, it's crazy to me, because the left is okay with this, right? Like, and then they'll turn around and say, Twitter can do what they want, right? Because they're a private company. Mm. Okay, well, then if you truly believe that that's the case, then why aren't all these businesses across the country open right now? all these small businesses that y'all have shut down over the past year because of COVID, why aren't they all open? If you truly believe that a private company can do whatever the hell they want, open everything right now. Open everything.
Did you see what Cuomo said?
What?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Which one? Which one? Chris or Andrew?
Andrew. Andrew. Okay. Oh my God.
So nipple boy. We're talking nipple boy.
Right. Nipple ring boy. Uh-huh. Okay. So, you know, New York is in a world of hurt right now because they are throwing away vaccines.
Right.
So that's like a whole other problem.
And of course, and then mainstream media won't talk about it. They'll just go after freaking DeSantis in Florida.
Right. Who's managing quite well
totally.
To get these people vaccinated.
Totally.
Cuomo said, okay, so that's a whole other thing, but what Cuomo said in his presser yesterday, I have the exact quote. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this, Jelly?
I'm sitting down.
Take every seat that you can right now, you guys. Do not be standing. He said, we simply cannot stay closed until the vaccine hits critical mass. The cost is too high. We'll have nothing left to open. We must reopen the economy, but we must do it smartly and safely.
What? Oh my!
Did some conservative hack his account? What is going on?
Wait. You're gonna have to read that again. I'm sorry, because I don't even understand what's coming out of your face. I don't understand. I don't understand. Like, I can't comprehend the words that you are saying right now.
Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I don't. I can't understand you.
Because it's so a 180 from literally last week.
I don't understand. Like, what is...
We have been screaming that there's not going to be anything left to open. The cost is too high. The toll is too high on people's lives.
And he's like, stay shut down. Stay shut down. You guys are idiots.
Follow the science.
You want to kill grandma. What's wrong with you? You're going to kill grandma.
What's happening? We simply cannot stay closed until the vaccine hits critical mass. The cost is too high. We'll have nothing left to open.
Oh my God. Oh my. Like, we're in bizarro world, right? This is we're in bizarro world.
Here's the reason. The reason is because Joe Biden is about to be president. And now Democrat governors who have been wanting it to look like they've had to close because of Trump are now going to be like, Trump has made us stay closed. Now we're going to start opening up because it's the right thing to do. This is going to be the messaging. Just wait.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
People are smarter than this, right?
They are not. They're not. We are. We see the writing on the wall. But leftists who ate up the Trump grabs every woman that comes in his presence by the pussy, those are the people who are going to believe that messaging. I mean, everything is batshit right now. Literally everything. Everything!
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. So he's a liar. These people are liars.
Such a big
All of them
liar.
Are such freaking liars. They say one thing and then they say another thing. And people are like,
Yeah, that doesn't sound at all different than what you've been saying for the last 9 months.
I'm a freaking idiot sheep. Yeah. Andrew Cuomo is like, and his nipple rings. I love him. And his nipple rings. I love him. I want to give him a raise. He should give himself a raise. He's smart with his nipple rings.
So I'm seeing some comments from some people.
Oh, that about what?
I just need to not see.
What? What? Are they trolls? What are they?
No. It's the people who are saying Joe Biden is not going to be president. Trump is going to somehow miraculously pull this out.
No, he's not.
You guys.
He's not.
I don't know how to tell you this, but that is not going to happen.
You guys, okay. It's over. You guys, it's over. Listen, just you know what's going to happen? He's going to start a media conglomerate. I've been saying this forever. He's going to start a media conglomerate. That's what's going to happen. He's probably going to do it from some island somewhere. You know, because they're gonna run him out. It's like it's over. It's not. This is not. And all this Italy stuff people have been sending me. Just stop. Just stop it. Just stop it. If it hasn't happened by now, it's not going to happen.
Right.
Okay. I don't know why everybody is living, or not everybody, but a lot of people are living in denial at this point. Just it's not gonna happen.
I know. I mean, that's just. Oh God. I just.
I know. Anyway. Just it's like just get it.
I'm just gonna try to ignore those.
Just come to
also,
grips.
Also, can I just say really quickly that I probably got 20 emails yesterday of people saying, "Here's my email. Add me to your list." Please don't do that, because that's not helping us get your email into our database. There's a link right at the top of our homepage that says subscribe to the chicks. And then it's just a place where you enter your email and that puts it into our database. Yeah. And that's the way to get on our email list in case all the platforms get shut down. We get shut down. That'll be how we'll stay in touch with you to let you know our next moves.
Also, Russell would like us to know that he has nipple rings.
Tell us what sort. Are they because are there barbells? Like Cuomo has barbells in his nipular area.
Right, Russell. Are they, do they have diamonds on them? Do you hang things from them? Do you
like, you hang things?
And if they are barbells, do you do like lifts with them? Like how do you
work? And why?
Do you wear a white polo over them so you can see them? Because and then
that's the thing.
That's where we have a little bit of an issue, you know?
I don't want to see that. I don't want to know that about Andrew Cuomo.
No.
And now I do. And that's not, not okay.
Mm-mm.
Not okay. Now, no. Twitter's stock yesterday took a big fat nosedive, dropped about 12% and took about $5 billion off of their value.
Well, that makes me kind of happy. I'm not going to lie. Are you okay with that?
I'm saying it because that's what you get.
So Goatman, you know, suffered a little bit of a loss.
I mean, Goatman is probably like, listen, I'm going to have more money than I even know how to spend for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, I mean, it's not a positive thing for the company, for sure.
And he lives like one of those minimalist lives where he sits on his moss and prays
and
to like
chews
whatever,
grass.
Like Xenu the warrior princess or whoever it is that he prays to. And then... And he's like, I don't know.
Also, no, for people that may not have seen this, Facebook put out new guidance yesterday. And it's something everyone in here should know, because if you are also trying to avoid being banned, you cannot say the words, you cannot make references to the election being, I don't even want to say it because I'm afraid we'll get banned. But
well, what you know is, can we do like a charades or a
yeah,
rhyming
like a
game
charades
here?
Thing?
Yeah.
So it
what is,
starts
the word?
With S, and it means like if you take something away forcefully. Remember how there was the whole thing about stop the.
Oh!
So you cannot make references to that.
So it rhymes with feel.
Right, but also the other tense of that. So you cannot say it was a blank election.
Oh! So, like, I'm like, oh, my God, my arm is swollen. So it rhymes with that, you guys. Is that what we're talking about?
It rhymes with that, yes.
Okay. You know what we're talking about? You can't say that, you guys.
You can't say it was a swollen election.
People are writing it. Yes. Yes, you guys, write it.
Don't. I don't want people
okay,
to get
don't.
Banned.
Okay, don't write it. Ed, stop writing it. Stop writing it. We're going to get banned. Stop writing it, you guys.
Don't say it, you guys, because the guidance says, the guidance specifically says,
you guys,
we are now
rebels.
Removing content containing that phrase, stop the blank, under our coordinating harm policy.
Don't write it, you guys. They're gonna shut us down. Oh, my God. Jacqueline Quinn said we can bring back Pig Latin. Yes. Eel stay.
It's Olin stay. Don't say
Olin,
that.
Olin stay. I love it.
So anyway, that's it. Their new guidance says that you can't say that. And in fact, there was some rumors going around about Cumulus, a big radio station conglomerate who hosts Mark Levin and others. There were rumors going around yesterday that those people, Mark Levin included, were also told not to use that phrase, which for him would be a tough thing to do.
What did
he
do?
Uses it
did
all
he,
the time. Well, I don't think it's true because they included Ben Shapiro in that group of people.
Right.
And Jeremy Boring, who is the Daily Wire co-CEO, he came out and said, Ben Shapiro is not even an employee of Cumulus, so this is totally fake news. So now I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. But that was where the rumor mill was going yesterday.
Right.
So Interesting. Rasmussen said yesterday that Trump's approval numbers have not budged.
I can't believe that. Okay,
I was stunned too.
All right, I can't.
I mean, but I can't, and I also can't. Because people who may have been on the fence, you know, are like, oh my God, he's the worst. Like Republicans, you know, who have turned on him.
Right.
I was surprised that didn't make an impact, but apparently it didn't.
Yeah. And one of the, and we're going to be discussing all of the censorship stuff in our deep dive podcast today that's going to come out tomorrow. One of the things I find that's really, really interesting is that European countries are looking at us and going, damn, you guys.
It's like, true.
I mean, I laugh about it, but it's but it's really kind of horrifying because, you know, Germany, y'all. I don't think I even need to tell you how weird it is that Germany's looking at us and they're like, that is troubling. Germany thinks it's like troubling. Yeah. Is it Angela Merkel?
Her spokesperson said that Angela finds it all very troubling.
It's troubling what's happening in the United States. When Germany finds it troubling what's happening here in the United States. I mean, I don't. We're screwed. And Europe is like, they're obviously. I don't need to tell you guys how they feel about free speech. I mean, they don't really have it. You know, it's like we are the ones. We're like the last
bastion.
We're the last bastion of free speech. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when Europe and like places like Russia are looking at us and they're like, oh, damn. They don't have that anymore. Yeah. Then it's bad. So we're going to be diving into that in our podcast today.
Make sure that you're subscribed to the Chicks on the Right show featuring Mock and Daisy on any podcasting platform that
go to
you
our website.
Prefer.
Go to our website. Make sure you have that bookmarked because that we've said that I think a couple times over the past couple of days. But that sorry, I just hit my mic. When everything gets shut down, like if and when everything gets shut down, that will be the place, probably the last place, the last stand. So
unless our host decides to boot us as well.
Right. Chicks on
and
right.
That's why we need the email list. That's why you want to put your email into the little subscribe thing so you know where we'll end up after that.
Right. Chicksonright.com.
By the way, because I know we were mentioning how easy it would be for Joe Biden to be a leader right now and to say, let's stop all of this bull crap and just move forward and talk about what we're going to do instead of how much trouble we're going to put Trump in. Mm-hmm. He has named the theme of his entire inauguration spectacle America United. And I'm just like, is this a joke? Like, are you you're trolling everyone?
Yeah, we're being punked. Like, it's like, it's like we're all being punked, and Ashton Kutcher is gonna come out and be like, "Ha, you guys are on MTV. You're punked."
And apparently, there were also rumors swirling yesterday. I saw this last night that Ivanka wants to go to the inaugural.
Why?
Because she believes that it would make, she would be representing the family in some way and that it would be less.
And she, I gotta tell you though, that is pretty brazen and awesome of her. And she would be the best representative to go.
But Donald Trump is furious.
At
this
her?
This is rumor on the street. Yeah, he was
really?
Like, how can you do that? Why would you go to the inauguration for the election that was swollen from me? Why would you do that? That's
it's
like
swollen.
A betrayal of the family, essentially,
right, right.
is what
I
he's
mean,
saying.
So really, you think that that's true? You think that that's actually happening? I mean, I can...
Well, I just think it sends a very mixed message
like
if anyone
source.
In his family goes.
Right, right.
Because do they believe in their dad's swelling or do they not? I don't even know how to do this, but like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. I mean, but she really is she's such a diplomat. She always has been
she
a
is.
Diplomat. Like when it comes to people just being complete asshats, she's really good. She's the person that you send in to deal with said asshat. I mean, she could get along with Chelsea Clinton. I mean, it's like, if she could get along with her, she can get along with anybody, right?
I just saw a notification that somebody just sent their email to my email. Please don't do that, you guys, please. Please go to our website. At the top, it says subscribe to the Chicks. Click that, enter your email. You do not need to send me personally an email. Please, please don't do that. Because I get too many. There's just too many emails to get through. So that would be super helpful. All right. So let me see if there's... Oh, we didn't even talk about the shakeups at CNN and Fox.
Oh, yeah. Let's quickly do that. Let's quickly do that, you guys.
It's not weird that there are shakeups, because apparently after elections, that's when big news organizations do all of their, like, lineup changes. So CNN and Fox News have both announced their changes. CNN is making some pretty big changes in that they're giving Jake Tapper another hour on his show. They're cutting Wolf Blitzer by an hour, and Jim Acosta will no longer be White House press pool reporter. He's going to have a weekend show.
Ugh, God, that just sounds dreadful. Yeah. Like, what is he going to be like, Dear Diary?
Actually, I scratch that. I don't think he's going to have a show. He's going to anchor some of their news coverage on the weekend.
It just sounds awful. I mean, I don't watch any CNN or MSNBC anyway. I just can't. His face, I can't deal with him when he reports. He's such a big baby. I just can't handle just men that are like that. So I can't imagine him, like, for an hour or two at all. Anything more than, like, 30 seconds of him, I'm just like, I'm out. I can't. He's just he's so insufferable.
He's just the worst.
Yeah.
Now, Fox has been paying attention to the fact that particularly during the 7 to 8 o'clock at night hour, they are losing a ton of people to Newsmax. They're losing people to Newsmax anyway, just because everybody's so mad.
Right.
But particularly during the 7 to 8 o'clock hour, which is where Martha McCallum hosted, and because they consider her to be a pretty straight-laced news person versus a commentator, they are moving her, they're demoting her, if you want to look at it that way, to the 3 o'clock hour. And they're putting the 7 o'clock hour is going to be another commentating show, and it's going to have revolving hosts.
This is really interesting to me. So it's like another one of those like a five kind of shows, something where they have a bunch
I don't know
of people.
If it's going to be. Yeah, I'm not sure the format. Like, I don't know if it's going to be a group of people all together or if it's literally going to be a different host all the time. I'm not sure how they're doing that.
It's interesting because she was very. Listen, I don't dislike her. I know that she can, people are mad at her because she is not very right wing, but I don't dislike her because she seemed to be a little bit more Cronkite-y and more newsy. But the thing is that nobody has, nobody is agendaless these days. Nobody. And so, because I mean, just by the very nature of how news is these days, the structure and the way that news is delivered, you're not exempt from an agenda. Nobody.
Right.
And so, like, she fell into that. She kind of had to pick a side in a lot of cases, and sometimes she didn't do very well. And so, it just kind of sucks for her. But you know what? At least being at 3 o'clock, she can spend more time with her kids.
Right.
You know?
And maybe it'll be like a show where she explains how to look that good at age 56. Because I would be very interested in that.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about that too. Because she looks good, y'all.
She looks so good.
Right.
So anyway, that's just some of the changes. There's probably others, but those are the main ones. So
yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. There you have it. If you still watch Fox, I mean, I kind of tune in, but
I still watch Tucker. I love me some Tucker.
I love Tucker, too.
And
I
would never move him. Like, he is staying put. He's going to be exactly where he is. Rest of the lineup is the same.
Until Trump starts his media conglomerate, who knows? He may start pulling people over and just, like throwing cash out like it's water.
Maybe.
Who knows? He may pull, like, Laura Ingraham and Hannity and all those. I bet you Hannity would take Hannity. Yeah, he'll be courted.
What if this whole censorship extends to networks? What if it extends to streaming services? Like, he's going to have to build the whole thing from the ground up.
Yeah.
You know?
You're right. It's going to be very interesting to see how all this goes down. Yeah. And then we're going to see this world where it's like you have a conservative platform of all streaming stuff and then liberal. It's so dumb.
It's so dumb. So dumb.
And it'll be because liberals are such pansies, they can't deal with any other thoughts and any other ideas but their own. Because this is who they are.
And speaking of that, Andy Ngo, who of course has been on the ground covering all the Antifa and BLM protests, he has a book that just came out, and there's a Portland bookstore that's selling it, and people like raided the bookstore, demanded that they stop selling it online. So the bookstore already had taken it off the shelves, hoping that that would quell some of the outrage, and they left it online. And now the Antifa people are like, we'll come every single day until you take it out of your distribution. I mean, it's like to modern day book burning.
Exactly. And this is what they're for. It's like I said yesterday, they are totally for book burning. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you and I would get our book published in this day and age.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's like our book was published in 2014. I wonder if we get, if we would even have, if our publisher would even approach us about this. I don't think that it would happen. I don't think our book would even get made in this day and age. I'm so glad that we did it when we did it.
Yeah. Because which, by the way, if you need a copy of it, you can get that on Amazon or wherever. But I think on Amazon, there's no more hard copies left unless you're getting them at auction prices. But our paperback is at Amazon.
Right. Right. So you can still get it. And we can sign it for you if you need it to be signed. It just may take a little longer because we're only together like once a month.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's that.
All right. So we're going to be back together later today to record tomorrow's episode of the Weekly Dive podcast. So make sure you're subscribing to all the places. And again, if you haven't seen the big list of all the platforms that we're going to be on when the crap hits the fan, it is on our website at chicksontheright.com.
.com.
You can get it there.
You guys, bring it in. Bring it in. Have a fantastic Tuesday, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Sarah Carter. On every edition of the Sarah Carter Podcast, I say we're taking back the story, and that's exactly what we have to do. Whether it's the Russia hoax, the relentless attacks on President Trump, pretending Antifa doesn't exist, or covering up for the repressive Chinese government, the mainstream media isn't interested in the truth. It's up to us to uncover the truth and share it with others. Please join me in taking back the story on the Sarah Carter Podcast. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.